Donald Trump is heading back to the United States after his failed summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president will now have to confront negative news at home while grappling with how to get negotiations to denuclearise North Korea back on track. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports from Hanoi.
It took only 2 hours for Donald Trump to exit the summit, hold a press conference, motorcade to the airport and take off, leaving Vietnam hours earlier than planned after negotiations with North Korea broke down. It's a long flight home, and that's a lot of time to stew on the negative news cycle sparked by his former lawyer Michael Cohen's explosive congressional testimony, and now the summit flop.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
Donald Trump once threatened to unleash fire and fury on North Korea in response to its missile tests. Now he's going to have to control his frustration with an intractable problem to deliver on his promise to neutralise that threat.
We always have to be prepared to walk. We actually had papers ready to be signed, but it just wasn't appropriate. I want to do it right. I'd much rather do it right than do it fast.
It's something of a stalemate. North Korea won't dismantle its program without sanction relief. The US won't give sanction relief until North Korea shows it's dismantling its program, and that's verified. It's unsurprising that it's come to this point, but with two such rigid positions, there's not a lot of room to move. It'll be up to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to try to close the gap.
Unfortunately, we didn't get all the way. We didn't get to something that ultimately made sense for the United States of America. I think Chairman Kim was hopeful that we would. We asked him to do more. He was unprepared to do that, but I'm still optimistic.
Donald Trump says it can be done, and in the meantime, Kim Jong-un has agreed to no nuclear missile tests.
You know, I trust him, and I take him at his word. I hope that's true.
Apparently, Kim Jong-un refused to give the US a list of exactly what weapons he has. The Americans have also become aware of previously undeclared nuclear facilities, and they want clarity on exactly what nuclear assets are there. Kim Jong-un also wanted sanctions lifted in return for only some, not all, of those sites being closed. Donald Trump tried to lower expectations in the lead-up to the summit, saying he was in no rush for a deal. A better option may have been to get the bones of the deal done before the meeting to avoid the appearance of failure. In Hanoi, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.